Pend'Oreille Police, the Idaho State Patrol, the Sheriff's Marine Division. Boy, am I leaving somebody out? I feel like I am. But today we have the privilege of talking with Amber Lindsay. Amber is the manager of the Bonner County Dispatchers Crew. And I am here to tell you, and I'm going to repeat this a couple of times because we have people getting in and out of their car and driving around Sandpoint, so y'all might not hear it the first time. To a person, every officer and deputy and first responder that I've talked to so far have praised the dispatchers. They love the dispatchers. And it occurred to me, and I'll be talking about this with Amber, that they are the first of the first. That's the voice we hear when we're in trouble, and they do an awesome job. So that's what it's all about today. I hope you'll stay with us. It's going to be a good program, but as always, we're taking our first break right now. We'll be right back.
Spring is here, and it's time to see what's new at Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade, open weekdays, and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pend'Oreille. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
I don't want to drive this wreck anymore.
Don't want to drive this wreck no more.
Not since she finally succeeded in T-boning and caving in my passenger side door.
My ex-wife tried to run me down.
I knew what it was from the very first moment I heard that horrendous sound. But I'm going to stand tall. I won't have to walk at all. Bongo is here, so I got nothing to fear. There's no problem at all.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Coeur d'Alene Casino presents the Coeur Stars Entertainment Series. Join us as we celebrate our 30-year anniversary with an amazing lineup of the hottest entertainment. See comedian Jeff Foxworthy on Thursday, July 27th. Don't miss an evening with Night Ranger on Thursday, August 24th. Plus, join us for King of the Cage on Thursday, September 14th. For tickets, visit the casino box office or cdacasino.com. Coeur d'Alene Casino, welcome home.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Women are tired of bulky, leaky plastic pads made with harsh ingredients that itch and irritate their skin. Attention Grace has set out to design the cleanest, highest performing incontinence products, and the difference is night and day. Women everywhere are switching to Attention Grace, a revolutionary line of skin-safe incontinence liners, pads, and briefs that are tough on leaks, safe on skin, and gentler on the planet. Ready to upgrade your incontinence care? Attention Grace, now available at Walmart.com and 1,500 supercenters nationwide.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Join me as we say hello and welcome to Amber Lindsay. Amber, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being a dispatcher and the leader of the dispatchers. You guys are so important in the whole system.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, let's start with a little bit of history, because I know we haven't had central dispatching forever. When did it start?
So dispatching started about 50 years ago as far as the first 911 call. The United States decided that they were going to make a three-digit number that was easy to get to first responders. So as the years progressed, states started to take over, and our dispatch center started in the late 90s under Sandpoint, and then the commissioners decided to take us over in 2004, so we've been there since 2004.
All right. Excellent. Because before, it seems like, you know, you call 911 or you'd call the sheriff, you call the police, you went directly to them.
Right.
And they kind of dispatched their people.
Yes.
But this everyone coming into a central dispatch center is so smart and so efficient.
It is, yes.
What are some of the things that make it, that makes that so much better? Why is it better that whether you're calling fire or ambulance or you need sheriff or police, why is it better to come in central?
Because it's obviously you're all together and it's going to be getting out quicker. There are some agencies across the United States that they will have fire medical in one center and then law in another center. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of transferring back and forth. They'll have call takers. They have to figure out what's going on. So it's like, especially if somebody's having a heart attack or a stroke, that's seconds of their life that, you know, are being taken off. Time is very precious. So having it come into one place, a CPR is a perfect example. If we receive a CPR, we send law, we send fire, and we send medical. So everybody's going, you can get it all out at one time, you know, and law is on patrol. So they could be a block from this, and they could be there providing CPR until medical or fire arrives. So it's definitely nice to have it centralized where you're getting it out.
That makes perfect sense. And I think the other thing is that sometimes we don't know what we need, especially if it's a medical emergency or maybe it's combined, you know, there's a fight in the family and now we have a medical, you know, grandpa's having a heart attack, whatever. Because people don't know what they need. If they've got to call some individual group, they'd be calling, I think I need an ambulance and I think I need the police too.
Right. Yeah, you know? Exactly. And then we're trained obviously to ask specific questions to figure out what exactly they need and send them the appropriate resources.
Well, let's talk about that training. I can only imagine that it's extensive and really important. Tell us about the training and how you stay up on the training with your team.
So the trainings came a long ways since I first started. We do on-the-job training, so we start out with pretty much book work for the first month and a half. We have post-certifications that we have to do, which involve all law, fire, and medical. And then we do on-the-job training where we sit one-on-one with the person and we go through each step and we do it day in and day out. Dispatchers last anywhere from, you know, 4 months in training to a year in training. It just all depends on how fast they grasp, you know, what's going on.
That is really interesting. So there's the first part, I think you said, is like a book study where they're reading, they're doing homework, are they taking tests?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So they're learning the background of 911. They're learning the background of EMS and like what each call type pertains to, the types of fires, you know, who do you send, what questions do you ask, that kind of thing is what they're reading in the book. And then they take the test and then we put it all together.
Yeah. And then post-certification, is that like an ongoing update that there are updates to the training, or once you're certified, you're certified, or?
Once you're post-certified, you are certified, but we do have to keep up certifications with medical and like if you're a trainer, you have to keep up your certification. So with medical, we have to do so many medical trainings a year to be able to keep up our certification and provide the instructions that we do.
So medical training where you're actually doing CPR, no, where you're studying about CPR?
So or the
because they change the rules sometimes about don't blow in their mouth or whatever.
Right. And that is actually up to Dr. Jenkins, who is in charge of our medical program. That's kind of up to him and Chief Jeff Lindsay to let us know if something has changed with like American Heart Association, or because we do have cards that we go off of. So every call that comes in, if it's a medical, we have scripts that we have to go over with the person. And depending on the medical call type, if it's a CPR, we have to read the script verbatim because that does come from approval with Dr. Jenkins.
I've got so many questions. It's so interesting because we as, I don't think I've ever called 911 in my life.
Knock on
praise
wood.
God. Praise God. But I certainly do know people who have and know situations where it's been a lifesaver. But let me back away from the detail of the scripts and the cards that you use, because those are so interesting. And talk to me, Amber, about how you got into this. This to me, we're going to get into the stress thing. This is a high stress deal you got into. How did you choose this as a career?
So when I was in high school, I decided I was going to be a law enforcement officer, and I got a full ride to go to college to be a law enforcement officer. I got hurt playing basketball, and so unfortunately I couldn't finish the program because anybody could take me out at any time.
Mm.
So I graduated in the dental field. And then I had a friend who was a dispatcher, and she was like, you should really apply. It's kind of on the other side, you know, being a cop. And so I was like, okay, I'll see. And then I've been there ever since. I started when I was 20. So
that is so understandable to me, because you, I think this is why you and your team are so well respected by law enforcement, because you understand it,
yes.
Whether through training or your heart that you wanted to be law enforcement, first responder, you get it. And that to me is, I don't know how you teach that. I don't know how you train somebody. I know at the university when we were hiring for different areas, can I say this on the air? You know, you can teach an employee a lot of stuff, but you can't teach them to be smart.
Right.
And quick.
Common sense.
Common sense, quick, that they don't, you know, panic in any kind of a situation that
right.
can happen on your job for sure, but even on a great big college campus. So we would just look at each other and say, not smart, not quick, great resume. I don't think so. I hate to say that.
That's
true.
I mean, it does happen, unfortunately. And with our job, you don't know that until you're like 3 or 4 months in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then people will be like, I can't do this. Or,
yes.
I'm not getting it. Or we have to make that decision. Like, unfortunately, we're out a year now.
Yeah.
This just isn't working out.
Yeah. It's so important, I think, and certainly, as you just said, the best outcome when they can self-select themselves.
Yes.
They know that it's not working for them, and that it's not that they cannot do a good job somewhere. It's just not going to be this one.
Exactly.
So you got started because of law enforcement. Can I ask again how many years you've been doing this?
It'll be 14 in November.
Wow. All right. That's a lot of work. Let's turn our attention to the cards that you were talking about, kind of a script in a way. What are the different areas that come in that you turn to? What, different sections of the notebook or something? Is that the way it works?
So we do have cards that are actually set at each console. The cards are broken down by medical trauma, and then instructed cards. So we have basic cards like chest pain, falls, stroke, and then those would fall under whatever they're reporting. Then you would essentially flip to the card and you go through asking questions. Each question that is asked depends on the level of service that you get. So if you're having a heart attack and you're having active signs of having a heart attack, you're going to get a paramedic and an ambulance, essentially. If you just fell, need help getting up, you're just going to get a basic ambulance. So it's just kind of, we go through it to make sure that we're not taxing the system and that we're sending the appropriate responders to the call.
Exactly. So go through the different calls that you have. So you have Medi-Call. Mm-hmm. You have, what are the other areas?
So we have medical, trauma, and then we have scripted cards. So scripted cards are any card that you have to read verbatim and walk somebody through. So it would be CPR of any kind, whether it's adult, infant, and then choking and childbirth. And
oh yeah, childbirth. My goodness. Walk somebody. Have you done that?
I have, actually. Not very long ago I did.
Oh my goodness. Before the paramedics or before the ambulance got there, you were delivering that baby with who? Dad?
Yeah. So the parents were traveling home or traveling to the hospital, and they actually pulled into the local Starbucks, and the dad called me and he's like, my wife's going to have her baby now. And so, you know, and a lot of people say that and you're like, okay, you know, you start asking questions like, how far along is she? How far along are the contractions? What number baby is this? So, he was like, no, it's happening now. So I walked him through it and then they arrived and it was awesome because it doesn't ever really happen. So.
What a privilege, really, that very special moment. You, mom, dad, and that baby, you were in it. It makes me tear up. Oh my gosh. That is so cool. So, I know I'm going to ask this like three or four different ways, but how do you stay calm in that? What is it that you do in your head to take a deep breath? And of course, you have a script.
Yeah, you do have a script, but I get this question asked all the time. How do you not freak out? Mm-hmm. You would actually be really surprised at what your body does and how the adrenaline takes over. And at that time, when somebody says, my wife's having a baby, your thought process is, I have to do everything to make sure this baby, you know, obviously is delivered safely. Everything is done correctly. So your adrenaline takes over and your body just goes through the process. And then afterwards, I mean, you have calls, you know, that are sad, and afterwards you're like, might cry or might need to take a break. But during that, while it's going on, your body's just working hard to do everything it can to.
That really underlines, I mean, what you were telling us about the training, the book study and the one-on-one training and how it can take longer for some and others, but is so that you have that kind of body, mental routine. You know, it's like a memory that kicks in. Mm-hmm. And the more years you have, the experience that you have, you've just got a lot of mental muscle memory kicking in when they say, my wife is having a baby right now.
Exactly.
And it's for real.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so cool. All right, we're going to take a break right here. We're going to break down the other areas. We've been talking a lot about medical, but there are other areas that our dispatchers respond to so professionally. We're going to get into that right after this break.
White Cross Pharmacy is your locally owned pharmacy that has been serving North Idaho since 1922, offering an array of pharmacy and compounding services. The local folks at White Cross Pharmacy pride themselves on personable, exceptional, and professional service with four locations to serve you, Highway 2 in Sandpoint and Priest River, Inside Miller's Harvest Foods in Spirit Lake, and Inside Super 1 in Old Town. Visit them on Facebook or go to whitecrossrx.com.
Hi, it's Lenny from 7BTV, your Dish Premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 208-263-7288 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 208-263-7288. Offer ends 7/12/2023. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
The PRCA Rodeo returns to the Bonner County Fairgrounds Outdoor Arena on Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Bring the entire family out for all the traditional PRCA Pro Rodeo events, including bareback, steer wrestling, team roping, barrel racing, bull riding, and so much more. General admission tickets are just $17 and available online now at BonnerCountyFair.com.
Planning your next outdoor adventure? Whether you want to hit the road, water, or trail, North 40 Outfitters has you covered with hot deals this summer. Right now, all stand-up paddle boards are 25% off, and you could save up to $100 on kayaks. Fishing supplies from Rapala, Eagle Claw, and Berkeley are 20% off, and you'll find great savings on rod and reel combos. And while you're here, check out the great selection of camping and RV supplies. Summer Adventures. North 40 Outfitters is here to help. Stop in or shop online. North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Hey, you guys, as always, we've got it going on for you here with Amber Lindsay. She is the manager, the supervisor for Bonner County Dispatchers. This is the crew that has been praised in my series of law enforcement first responders. They have the most admiration for what these professionals do to stay calm and to direct the correct services that need to be dispatched and to do it efficiently and effectively. So Amber, honestly, I know all these guys I know that I've talked to so far, you know them. They are very appreciative of you and your team. All right, we're talking about the scripts, the cards that you have to respond to the different situations. We've been talking about medical. What about fire? How do you discern what's going on with a fire call?
So fire, we do have some cards. They're not scripted like they are for medical, but we pretty much just teach what questions to ask on what type of fire. And I mean, it's like I said, that's why training is so long, because you have a lot in your head and a lot to remember on what to ask and what, you know, what types of calls.
No kidding. Very much so on whether, you know, the size of the fire and the location, of course. And
yep, how many people, you know, if it's a structure fire, are there people inside? We need to get everybody outside. Structure fires are huge because everybody wants to save their property, you know, and as a dispatcher, we always say, imagine going to a scene with your hands tied behind your back and a blindfold over your face, because that's what we deal with, you know. So we are doing everything we can to try to get them out of the residence. And of course, they tell you, yeah, we're getting out. And the next thing you know, you can hear them inside. So
yeah, after the dog or trying to put it out themselves or whatever. You know, one of the things that I think that you get a lot of questions on in the phone call, because it's like, you know, no, it's, you know, it's a fire. Just call for a fire. They don't want to answer the questions. I think that's wasting time. So when do you make the decision? How do you make the decision? Okay, it's this, and I am talking to you, yes, but we have dispatched already to you.
Yeah, so that is a great point. That's a huge issue with us. Not as nearly as much on fire. Medicals is a big issue. Just send an ambulance. Just send an ambulance now, okay?
Right.
So our protocols are on a medical. We'll say, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. And then once we do that, we can pretty much determine where it's going to go, and then let them know either I'm getting them, the responders dispatched, or my partner's getting the responders dispatched. We let people know, you know, on fires, we've got them dispatched, but I need to get some further details. And it's huge for them to answer these questions because it provides the responders with more information on what they need when they go.
Right.
You know, medical, what kind of stuff do they need to take inside, or do they need more than one ambulance? Fire, you know, do they need different stations? Do they need help from somebody else because it's so big? So it's huge in the fact that we're not doing it because we're bored and we want to know, you know, everything
just
that's
curiosity.
Going on.
Curiosity.
Yeah. We're doing it because we want to give the responders as much information as possible.
That is an excellent point. I hadn't quite thought of that yet. The information that you're gathering is not just for you to make a decision, but it's to inform and prepare the responders with, do they need, like you said, two ambulances? What kind of equipment do they need to roll out?
Exactly.
For what kind of a fire? What about traffic? If you get a call from someone and there's been an accident, what is it that you're establishing at that point?
Obviously, the first part is location. That's huge. Because we are a retirement town and we are a destination town, we get a lot of people that have no idea where they are. They're on the wrong
just
road.
Just thinking that.
We get a lot, especially if it's on 95. If it's an accident, you can get 30 calls at once because everybody's calling in. So establishing where it's at, our biggest thing is, are you with the people involved? Are you involved? If you're just driving by and the phones are ringing like crazy, okay, we've got it. Get them off the phone. Get to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Because there might be somebody that is involved that can give you more details.
Or there might be another issue going
That's
on
very
on the
true.
South
yes.
side of the county.
Which happens quite a bit, yes.
Yeah. That before we go on with this, that I want to know how many people are on your team, because you are 7 days a week, 24 hours a day coverage.
Correct.
I mean, 3 o'clock in the morning, we have someone in the dispatch office answering that phone.
Yes.
I hope they're not alone.
They're not.
Okay, good.
So our minimum staffing is 2 on staff at all times. During the summertime, we kind of pull people. Like I, you know, work in an office, but I get pulled to the floor, and then I also have an admin supervisor who gets pulled to the floor so that we can have more people to help filter the calls and that kind of thing. But it is a minimum staffing of 2 at all times.
And how many people do you have then on your team, more full time, I guess?
If we were full staff, we would have 15, but. That
are you
is not
full staffed?
No.
So you are you recruiting?
We are, yes.
So if someone is interested because of this conversation, or maybe they've been thinking about it, what do they need to do to get themselves in an application process?
If you go on the county website, the job description, everything is there. You can apply, you create a thing, and then it sends it directly to us where we would be in contact and take it from there.
You know, it seems to me, if anyone out there is listening that they are thinking, or they know someone who's thinking about this career, that now's the time to apply. A, they're recruiting, but B, this learning curve is long, which is true for a lot of really important jobs. But,
yes.
But this is not something that you're going to be, you know, on the job right away. So don't hesitate if someone's out there thinking this could be for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you normally you would want 15. So you're looking to fully staff to be at 15, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, back to traffic. So location is important. What else are you looking for when it's a traffic call?
If it's an accident, how many vehicles are involved? Number of patients, if there's, you know, how many are injured? Is it blocking traffic? Because that's a huge thing, especially, you know, it causes other calls because people are like, why is traffic blocked? But not only that, could cause other accidents. Looking to see if there's any hazards, you know, is everything leaking? Is the vehicle on fire? That kind of thing.
How does it work? I was just thinking about my vehicle has OnStar. And so if there's an accident, OnStar calls automatically.
So OnStar will try to get a hold of you first and ask if you if there's an emergency. They do not contact you. They will contact us.
Okay. And so what do you do with an OnStar call? I mean, you can't interview. That's just a computer who's calling you, right?
No, it's a person.
It's an actual person.
It's an actual person. Yeah, they'll call and give us the location of where the incident occurred.
At least they know the location.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. So they will say, you know, there was a collision at this location. I'm unable to get a hold of the subscriber. Can you send somebody out there?
You know, I had OnStar when I got my vehicle. It was new. So, you know, they throw some things in for a month or six to make you happy. But I let it lapse. I'm thinking, well, maybe I need to re-up my OnStar because it'll know where I am if I don't know where I am.
That's very true. And there's people that call 911 on accident because a lot of their OnStars are in their rearview mirror. So they might turn their mirror and hit the night because it has a 911 button on there,
right,
too.
I think mine has that. I've seen that. But I know it's disabled right now, so I don't care. Okay, so traffic, and then you roll out the jurisdiction at that point, whether it's Sandpoint Police or Bonner County Sheriff or ISP. You have to make a decision on whose jurisdiction we're talking about, right?
So we don't, ISP has their own dispatch center. So we, unless.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Unless it's like on a state highway. Usually we give it out to our patrol officers first and then they'll ask us to contact state. But we obviously dispatch for Bonner County Sheriff's Office, the Sandpoint Police Department, Ponder APD, Priest River PD. We also do Forest Service and Fish and Game as well. So when it comes to law enforcement, it's kind of a...
And all the fire, Selkirk, Northside, you dispatch also, or how does that work?
So we dispatch for 24 different agencies across the board.
My goodness.
We have, so we do Northside, Selkirk. We do all fire, EMS, and law within Bonner County. So we do everything up at Priest Lake, Clark Fork, Schweitzer. Everything's us.
Everything. We've got time before our next break. So we've talked about medical, fire, and traffic. Let's talk about law enforcement because it seems like there are more calls for law enforcement than for like medical and fire and traffic. Or what is that's your high volume call?
Yeah. So last year, I think medical, we dispatched around 5,000 calls. I think fire had 2,500 and law enforcement had almost
40,000. My goodness. But some of them had to be like cranky neighbors.
Mm-hmm. We deal with that a lot. Yes. So obviously we dispatch.
Not that I've ever had a cranky neighbor. I just have heard about it.
We dispatch for all non-emergency and emergency. So we get everything from civil disputes, you know, people that buy property that have a shared driveway and maybe it's getting blocked, or animal problems. You know, there's a moose in town. We get that a lot.
Yes.
And
don't mess with the moose, ladies and gentlemen. They don't look cute, and they're actually not.
They're big animals.
They are. They stomp.
Yes. And then we obviously, with law enforcement, we deal with all like traffic stops. And, I mean, they go to any kind of civil family offense, any kind of call that's...
Any kind of domestic, whatever, that's a bar call.
Yep, fights.
So do you think, okay, if law enforcement, my goodness, those numbers, I never would have guessed. I never would have guessed. If medical is 5,000 and law enforcement is 40,000, I think I'll lock my doors more regularly than I do.
Well, and there's a lot. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is civil problems. Again,
like, come with me while I get my clothes and my furniture out of the house because my husband's angry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of neighbor disputes, which, you know, a lot of people that live here, they live in the country. They wanted to move here for whatever reason and live in the country, and so there's, you know, maybe they built a fence that was on the neighbor's property or that kind of thing. So we definitely deal with a lot of that.
When something really serious comes in, I guess I'm going to say like an active shooter, you know, where things are happening. Do other people like they're aware that you're taking, let's say, an active shooter call with the police, and they leave you alone? Do they try to help you? What do your teammates do when you're in one of those really
deep all hands on board, for sure. I praise that we haven't had one of those yet, but we have had, you know, dealings where like homicides and that kind of thing, and it does get very chaotic. We do also take control of the radio frequencies. So if we have something that's very active, we can, you know, let maybe fire EMS, have them use their computers, don't talk on the radio. Law enforcement, only talk on the radio unless it is a dire emergency right now.
Okay.
So that's a huge thing for us.
And how does it help you again? Because it
just because there's so much talking going on, and you have to listen to not only what's in your ear, but mm-hmm. what's on the radio too. So
okay.
a lot of multitasking. We also have people that, you know, can call take and maybe tell the person, call back. If it's not an emergency, I need you to call back. We're working on emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely, you know,
it can be very high activity, high tension going
yes.
on from time to time.
Yes.
All right, we're up against our last break. We're going to take it. When we come back, we've got more questions for you, for Amber.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in Bull Trout Education and click on the online Bull Trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
The savings continue with Bi-Mart's latest membership savings book, posted online at Bi-Mart.com. There's 16 pages filled with savings in every department. Soak up the sun. We have what you need to cool off in your own pool or get out on the water. Plus, pick up all the essentials for camping in the Pacific Northwest, and don't forget the snacks and beverages to go with it. Save now at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
Shop the best deals of the summer now at Lowe's. Save up to an additional $1,000 on select major kitchen appliances. And for a limited time, save up to $3,165 on select four-piece LG kitchen suites. Plus, save on hanging baskets of annuals. Right now, get two for just $15. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid for 6/28. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Hanging basket offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everyone. We are talking today with Amber Lindsay. She's here representing a really incredible crew of dispatchers. She's the supervisor for the dispatchers here in Bonner County. And my goodness, what a yeoman's job. Some of these numbers, Amber, are blowing me away. You do dispatch for 24 separate agencies.
That's correct.
From Priest River to Clark Fork.
Blanchard, Priest Lake.
Priest Lake, and for all of law enforcement, fire, medical, traffic, police, deputies. I'm getting stressed just thinking of this. And you had 40,000 law enforcement calls in a previous year. That's the high water mark for law enforcement calls, 40,000. That's not counting medical, traffic, and fire.
Yeah, and so those numbers are just the calls that we inputted. That is not actually how many calls came to the center. So if you have a traffic...
So these were calls that got responded to.
Yes, that somebody took care of, yes.
Oh, my goodness. So a call that comes in, it turns out to not be, nobody gets dispatched because...
No, we dispatch somebody to every call, but if, say we have like an accident on the Long Bridge, you're going to get 30 calls. Well, all those calls go into that same call.
That's one call,
correct,
essentially, but it was really 30.
Okay, right,
now
exactly.
I'm even more impressed. On the break, we were talking about summer being your busy season. How does that work out and why is it your busy season?
Obviously, tourist attraction. Statistics say that the county triples in population in the summertime. Priest Lake's a huge one. It obviously is beautiful up there and everybody wants to go.
Yeah.
So it's definitely very busy. Now, on the backside of that, the good ski season, we can also be extremely busy with accidents and then the mountain as well. So it just kind of depends. And then it also depends on fires. In the summertime, if it's hot and we haven't had enough snow or rain, we are busy.
Yeah. I think that you've touched on many of them, but I want to kind of highlight or have you highlight for us, what are your biggest challenges as you consider what your team does every day, what you do, even your supervisor or the manager who gets called out onto the floor from time to time? What are your biggest challenges?
I would say, well, first getting the staff to have out there.
Recruiting enough people to really cover the need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
911 missed dials is our biggest challenge, I would say. They are a pain. We get probably 30 a day, and it's because people have them in their pockets or they're picking them up. And unfortunately, the providers now have made it way easy to call 911. And we have to investigate every single one of them. So, I mean, I've been at work all morning since 6, and I probably took 12 today. And it's just people saying, you know, I'm sorry, it was in my pocket. And it's very taxing on the 911 system, unfortunately, when, you know, it's these phones that just all you have to do is hit the side button a couple times and it automatically dials. So,
my goodness. Well, you know what that made me think of is do you get there's now this is probably just a fake thing on Facebook or Google or whatever it is, but where a woman is in danger from the guy that's with her, and so she's calling for a pizza and she is saying things about the pizza that alert you that she's in danger. Has that happened in any, like a 911 call? It's like, oh, I didn't mean to call 911, but she really did.
Right. So that is a skill that takes a lot. That was a real call, and that is very impressive, you know, what the dispatcher did and what the lady did herself. We have had several instances where people have called 911 and they'll say, oh, I didn't mean to call, but they're crying.
Yes.
Okay. So as a dispatcher, it's your job to have those instincts to let law enforcement know, okay, this doesn't sound right. Or I've had one where a lady called 911, and then I called it back and she answered, and I could hear the guy rip the phone out of her hand. And so I, you know, I put in the call, like, this is what it sounds like to me. That way, like law enforcement has said, they rely on us a lot and we hear it. So at least letting them know, hey, this doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had instances where it was definitely not a misdial.
And I would think, all things being equal, it's better to err on the side of caution and find out, no, it was okay, mm-hmm. than to err on the side that it wasn't okay. I mean, again, it's your gut instinct.
Exactly.
It's your experience that's telling you something's not right here.
Yeah. And every call that we take, every 911 call we take goes out to law enforcement, and we do some research. You know, has this phone called in before? Has mm-hmm. the person, you know, been in some kind of altercation before, that kind of thing, to do some back research to make sure that, you know, it's not something more that's going on.
Right, exactly. That's really interesting. Well, we had talked about stress before. I'm interested in that. How do you kind of handle stress in the moment you've answered, because your body and your mind and your training take over?
Mm-hmm.
But what about after the event, just in your life, when you go home and you're trying to have fun on the weekend, how do you de-stress?
So, our center, we're very fortunate that we are so tight knit and so little, really, because we really rely on each other to look out for each other. You know, if somebody, we know our personalities, we know if somebody's having a bad day, we know if somebody took a bad call. So even like on the weekends, I might send a text to somebody that's mm-hmm. working and say, hey, you know, how you doing? I know that call was really rough. And then obviously I'm a mom of a lot of children, so I'd like to say that's de-stressing, but I'm not really sure.
It's distracting.
It is.
At least it's distracting.
That's very true. Yes. So, you know, like just getting away from work and separating yourself. And I have a lot of people ask, how do you leave everything at the door? And honestly, I can't explain it. I really can't. I go home and I just do my thing. You know, I spend time with my family and I go play sports and go on the lake. And so it's like, it's just leaving it, you know, where it is mm-hmm. what you really have to do.
Right.
And the people that don't make it or don't last there are the people that have a hard time separating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might take a boat accident and they drive across the lake and that reminds them of it every time. So yeah, it's definitely something not everybody has, and I'm pretty fortunate that I do.
Yeah, I think this is true for all of your colleagues in law enforcement, too. This being able to leave it at work and not take it home, not just to the family, but to your own life.
Mm-hmm.
It does take a certain, I don't know if I want to call it a skill, Amber, but just an ability to let it go. You're not on the phone right now. You can't do anything right now about what has already happened or what is going on.
Right.
You know, you're away from it. That's definitely important.
Well, and I think, too, we're very fortunate that we're very close with our first responders, too. If it's a call that's, I'll give you an example. We had a really bad call 2 days ago and we followed up with like medical and our Marine division. We're like, what happened, you know, to the patients and that kind of thing. And I'll figure it out. We'll find out, because for us, we don't ever know the outcome,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of where people become stressed out or, you know, they just don't like that. So it's nice to be able to have these close ties with the responders to be able to figure out what exactly happened.
I love that answer, and I love that being our last word, because to a person I've interviewed in this series, it is a team effort. You rely on each other and your families, and that's the way you make it work to our benefit. Because if I'm in trouble, Amber, I'm calling you. You know how it works.
I'll be there.
All right. That sounds good. Hey, everybody, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it. You can, if you missed all or a part of this message, it'll be posted up at northidahoradio.com. You can listen to it at your convenience later on, either today or tomorrow, next week, whenever, and enjoy it. So I want to let you know that next Tuesday is the 4th of July, and it's a holiday. It's a holiday for everyone here on the Speak Up team, so there won't be a program, but there will be something playing on the air, probably a satellite feed, maybe something about American history. It'll be interesting, but it won't be me. So I'll see you the week after that, July 11th. So you guys take care. Have a safe and sober, I hope, July 4th weekend, so you don't have to burden Amber. All right. God bless you guys.